speak a mashu a bit of the parsha. I won't be married as time is spät. I'll just put down a kud of hashkofa that should come out to every yochid while learning this parsha in a strong way. There's a tremendous lesson that has to be learned from the parsha. As the Novi in the Haftarah points out, there's a tremendous gilui of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael in this week's parsha. You have the nations, the Umas Olam, they can't stand the Jews. They mamish can't stand them. And as you see the Mefarshim, the pure anti-Semitism comes out in this parsha in the most beautiful way, Be'etzim, if you just look at it. Sicha and Oy were in danger. Moav and Midian, they weren't in danger before. They weren't in danger. Moav knew that they're secure. As the Pasuk says in the previous Pasha, Kaz Gvul Bnei Amoin. Why? What's so strong about their borders? Are they stronger than Sichon? Are they stronger than Oigne? This is called the reality of the Torah. Hashem's Tzivui is the true reality. Ki az gvul bnei amoin, as the pasuk says in the previous parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you can't be mezgara in amoin. There's no stronger security than that tzivui yabayre. Amoin is secure. Moav is a bit less secure, as the Gemara tells us in Bava Kamma, in the fourth perek, that Moav, the Jews were allowed to chepir Moav, to be shoylo shalol a bit. They weren't allowed to do a massive war and to conquer Moav, but they were allowed to send soldiers over to in small groups. They were allowed to make their life not comfortable. But again, there's no major national crisis. The nation as a nation is not endangered by the Jews. Media bechlal, they're no issue. They wouldn't have been touched. Other, they can't stand the Jews. The mamish can't stand them. What do they say? What's the even lashon is the pesukim? They're not saying vasvid zayin snak. There's no pachad moves. There's no pachad like the Shiva Amim had that they knew the Jews are coming, as we describe in Az Yoshir, how their hearts turned to stone and then they got so scared. Nah, they weren't scared. Just what pure anti-Semitism. Vayomer moiv azikne midyon ato yilachechu akol es kol svo yisenu kol choy chashor es yerek asode. And as they view them, that they're around us, and they're gonna cause us that we won't have success in what we're doing. Nothing major, but in the previous pasuk, Vayokotz Moav mipnei bnei Yisrael. Moav was kotz. What's lashon of kotz? Vayokotz Moav. Rashi brings kotzu b'chayehem. They lost their time of life. They felt so miserable, they had no point of living anymore, just looking at the Jews. What's the point? What's the problem? You're not in danger. Where do you lose your zest of life? Where do you lose your point of living? You lost? The Nitziv points out, he's going on the lashon of kiravu. He points out, he says, the Nekud over here, the Vayokotz Moav came from Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. They saw the chshivus of the Jews. They viewed the Jews as being some nation of superhumans. They saw them as being merumam, as being so nichbot, as being not shayach to inyone ulam hazeh in a shuffledic way. There was a deep kinna and a sinner that they viewed them as walking angels. They couldn't stand their guts. That there was an envy there, seeing their success, their tremendous success, and they're holding themselves aloof above all the regular mundane gashmias, the type of life that they're going more busy with. Vayokots, they hated them. They couldn't stand those holy Jews. Pure anti-Semitism to the extreme. there's not that they were in danger, just they couldn't stand to see Kedusha. They couldn't stand to see Roimamus. They hire out a Bilam. They're willing to pay him everything. Give him all the cover that he'll need, he'll want. Give him all the money he wants. They're going to try to deal with the Jews in a magic way. They're going to deal with the Jews in a way that they know that somehow might... They're going to try to pull spiritual tricks that might work. As the Navi points out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous gilui of Ahava in this week's parasha comes out, how much he loves Klal Yisrael, and he's not going to allow no kishuf, no klalus, no one's going to pull any shtick, heavenly type of shtick, spiritual type of shtick on the Jews. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save the Jews. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Jews. Ad kidei kach, on the psukim this week's Haftorah, the Gemara in Brachas describes that whatever Bilam's koyach was to know the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koyes b'chol yoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not koyes during those days, in order that there should be no... He changed the sidre hanhaga in order that there shouldn't be a mokum for any nezek to happen to any single Jew. Okay. That's the gidui of Ahava in this week's parsha. And Bilam, as much as he couldn't stand the Jews, put into a matzav of nevuah, he had no brera but to sing their praises. Sing their praises. There's a tremendous gidui of Ahava. And then comes the end of the parsha. The end of the parsha is a tragic story. A real tragic story. If you see the Ramban, it's so much more tragical just seeing the amount of Jews that died. According to Ramban, we speak about hundreds of thousands of Jews were killed on Yidei Beis Din. Rashi, it's not only the Ramban. The Ramban, I mean, he paints it. He elaborates all the gory details and the numbers. But Rashi himself does already. What happened over here? Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, Kach es kol Rashi Yom, take all the Rashi Sanhedrin, make Batei Dinim, Vahoy Kaisim la Hashem neged Hashemesh, Vyoshel Charnaf Hashem Yisrael. What does he tell them? Says Rashi, Kach es Rosham lishpoit es ha'ovnim lapor, make a mishpat, how? You should first be soiked on them. So those who worship and reserve of power have to be stoned. And after they're stoned, they have to have a tliya. Hoikai tliya, kumashmatin bibne shol. Kolanis kolim nitlin. Okay. You have to kill them all. Vayomer Moshe al Shofti Yisrael. He tells all the Shoftim, Hirgu ish anoshov hanitzmodim lebalpor. He tells the Shoftim, all the oiv that reserve of power have to be killed. How many are they? Kol echod ve'echod midayone Yisrael hoya horig shnayim. It's meduyik in the pasuk. Hirgu ish anoshav that each shofet killed two. Vidayone Yisrael shmoine riboy v'shmoines alofim kediz isa b'sanhedrin. How many dayonim were there? 88,000 dayonim. Each dayon killed two. 172,000, right? Which makes it straight. Wait a second. 100. Shmoy. 88,000 times two is 176. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. 176,000 Jews died. Al Yidei Sanhedrin. The Yishalmi makes the Cheshbon and speaks this all out. Then you had a Magefa to top that all off. By Yamesim by Magefa, Arba Ve'esrim Elif. Another 24,000. 200,000 Jews, never. Okay. Bilam seemingly was very successful. Nishta. In his Mahalach, he managed to kill 200,000 Jews. Horrible. Now, this week's parasha didn't change in its attitude. This tremendous gili of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. but it's a tremendous Musar Haskel over here in a half-lidic way. Bilam Chat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zahav HaKla Yisrael, is without a gvul, and there's no way I'm going to manage anything. No way. There's only one way that I can bring about their destruction. Through their own Bechira Chavshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves his people, he loves his nation, he won't do anything against them. But let's get them to destroy themselves. They have this love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they're Tohar, because they're Kodosh. If they'll be Nichshal in Chait, they will bring about their own destruction. Elokeim shel Eilu Seine Zimo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mevater. Part of the greatest love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us is his present to us of Bechira Chofshis. He gives us a free choice. Bilam tells Balak, we can't do it, but we'll entice them, we'll get them to do it. We'll be machshir them. What no one else could do, destroy a person could be stark like anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him all the blessings in the world. He won't allow anyone to do anything wrong to him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take away a person's own bechira. And Klal Yisrael, as much as Hashem loves them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he loves them, he gives them the choice. Says Bilam, let them destroy themselves. I'll give them Yetzer Haras, we'll give them Nisyonis. They'll fall, and we'll manage to kill 200,000 of them. V'kachav, that's what happened. And that's the tragic story of this week's parasha. Tremendous gilui of Avahava, but we can ruin things for ourselves. Chait is destruction and is death. We all have Bechira Chavshis. Nosati l'fanachai misachayim v'samoves esatoi v'esora. HaKadosh Baruch Hu begs us, I love you, u'bachar t'bachayim. Choose life over death. Make the right choice. What's up to us is to darher, to get it bone deep into our essence, the realization that chait is death. Every chait has a horrific curse that it brings about. It's a toitzah of the maisa. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it upon a person when a person does chait, as the lashon of the Medrash is, the chait itself destroys the person. The chait itself has the power of destruction and it kills a person. The lashon of the Medrash on that pasuk in Re'ei. That miyoyim shema kodesh baruch hu, that pasuk mipi elyoyim, it's a quote of the pasuk in Eicha, lo yiseitze harois v'atoiv elo, the good and the bad does not come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Elo, the toiv comes on a person who does good and the ra comes to a person who does bad. Me'atzmo yuhubo. And that's the lashon of the posuk, that the posuk says in Eicha, "Pielin leisete roiz v'atoiv ma'isoin in odom chai gever al chatov nach v'sar jocheinu nach koyrov v'nashuva el Hashem." When a person comes to realize, in a true recognition, that his fate is in his own hands, and he's the one who brings about all the goodness and the blessings. And upon himself. And Chas v'Shalom, the opposite is also true, that he can destroy himself by going after chait and doing that which he's not allowed to do. And he, through his action of doing chait, brings upon himself a klala. That's what the pasuk continues. Ma'is oin in adam chai. A person has no place, there's no mokim of complaint. Where was God during the Holocaust? That's exactly what the pasuk is asking. Where was Hashem during when the Oivim entered the Migdosh? Where was Hashem as the children of Yerushalayim were being butchered by the Romans? That's what the Pasuk is asking. Yirmiyah gave this Nevuah even before it happened. Mipi Elyon says the Pasuk, Leisetzei Arois Va'atoiv. Maisein in Adam Chai, Gever al Chatov. Nachbasor Jochinu, Nachkevon Hashuv al Hashem. There's a tremendous love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his nation. But you still had the enemy manage to bring about the fall of 200,000 Jews. To murder 200,000 Jews. How did that happen? He'll let them do it for themselves. With all the whole Gemara and Sanhedrin, he had all of his tricks. Whoops, Kal Yisrael will fall. For what? For garnish. It's the story of then, and it's the story of today, and it will be the story till HaKadosh Baruch will take away our Bechir HaChavshis. But as long as we have Bechir HaChavshis, and as long as the Yetzer Hara is still around, this is the painful reality of our history and our life. As much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, it won't save us if we bring about our own destruction through being Nichshal and Chet. That's the greatest lesson we can take from this parasha. A guten Shabbos.